Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 257, Peace That Guards, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Let that land for a moment. Paul writes this from a prison cell, not from a quiet evening when everything has settled. Not from the far side of a problem that finally got resolved, from chains. And he speaks of peace, not as a vague promise that things will eventually get better, but as a reality already in motion right now, in the middle of what has not changed yet. And notice what he says, the peace of God, not the peace you manufacture when you manage to hold everything together. Not the calm that shows up when anxiety finally loosens its grip for a little while. The peace that belongs to God himself, that flows from his character, his steadiness, his eternity. You do not have to produce this peace. You have to receive it. And it surpasses all understanding. Do you know what that means in practice? It means it does not wait for the situation to make sense first. You may be looking at something that has no explanation, a loss that should not have happened, a future that is not clear, an answer that has not come. And this peace works exactly there, where human reasoning reaches its limit and stops. This peace moves forward. It does not need your logic to function. Then comes the verb that changes everything. It will guard. In the original language, it is a military word. God's peace is not a soft feeling that drifts in when the atmosphere is pleasant. It stands guard, like a sentinel posted at the gate, watching, protecting, blocking the entrance. The fear that wants to come in, the anxiety that wants to take over, the despair that knocks at 3 in the morning. God's peace is already standing, on post, before they ever arrive. And it guards both of the most vulnerable places you have, the heart, where your emotions live, where pain strikes deepest, and the mind, where thoughts run without stopping, where worry loves to set up camp. God does not leave either one unprotected. He tends to what you feel and what you think. But, and this but is everything, it happens in Christ Jesus. This is the key. It is not a technique. It is not deep breathing with a verse attached. It is a reality that exists inside a relationship. Whoever is in Christ has access to the peace that is his. It is the inheritance of those who belong to him. So today, before breakfast, before you open your phone, before you check what is wrong in the world, before the day's list takes hold, stop. Name the one thought or worry that is most disturbing your peace right now. You know which one it is. And say it out loud. It does not have to be long. It does not have to be eloquent. Just say, Lord, this is yours, because it is. And he is already standing guard. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.